Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. I'm your host, Tony Ann, and with me this week I've got Aria and Michael. Say hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, also known as the Mel Brooke Logan.
And it is a soap dish holiday, as far as I'm concerned. We are recording this on St. Maverick's Day Eve. This episode will be dropping on St. Maverick's Day. So when this episode drops, y'all make sure to go wish Michael a happy St. Maverick's Day.
Love
Love
that
that.
birthday, Michael.
We would name it Saint Maverick's Day, but we've already done that.
We could do St. Maverick's Day 2.0.
The sequel.
If that's what you want, it is your birthday. You get what you want.
Yay. I love this song.
So, how old are you getting? 85?
Nick set you up for that one and you failed miserably. Everyone knows I'm turning 21. I'm finally legal. I can
Okay,
drink.
Miss Frownfine.
Woohoo.
21, how many times over?
That's none of your concern, dearie.
On that note, we have no news to discuss this week. It was pretty quiet on the
I'm
news
the
front.
news. This ain't Maverick's Day.
That
Is true. We have no show news to discuss, I shall say. So we can just jump right on into our headlines.
Do we have to?
And yes, that is kind of the point of the show, dear.
We love making you suffer on Saint Maverick's Day.
I suffer every day with this damn show. But anyway, let's
Fair,
go.
fair, same.
First on the list, Everett and Stephanie continue to reconnect as Chad attempts to buy the Spectator to solve his Everett problem.
The thing is with this, I don't hate the idea of Chad buying the Spectator,
I
because
don't either. I just wish he did it sooner.
told you.
I wish it
Oh,
wasn't
man.
Stephanie. I wish it wasn't Stephanie that motivated it. I wish he was
Exactly,
doing it
exactly.
to save it from being swindled out from Gwen and Xander.
Like, that is his
Or
wife's.
to buy it back for Jack and Jennifer, like he could have done from the get-go. Be a good human, but of course, Chad decided to do it for his own selfish reasons.
Having said that, I don't necessarily blame him, because at this point, I'm enjoying Stephanie and Everett. Like, I like their connection, I like their chemistry, but the way Stephanie is handling Everett in relation to Chad, I don't like that. Because she has yet to tell him that they kissed. She didn't even tell him that he showed up to the apartment. Like, just the way she's moving, and the way she's like, did anybody get the impression that she was flirting with him and with Everett in those pub scenes this week?
I think she
You know,
enjoys the.
here's the thing. Go ahead, Ariette.
I
Go
think
ahead.
she enjoys. The thing is, she, her and Chad are not
Attention
in.
seeking weirdos.
No, they're not in a good place, and she enjoys that gratification she gets from Everett.
I do like that she admitted that, because not many characters would. But at that point, just walk away and leave the relationship.
Exactly. Like, I'm miserable watching y'all be
She
miserable.
can't. She lives there. She lives there.
Okay, and you own your own. You could literally go back moving in with Steve and Kayla.
But
You and
this is
Teresa.
the point I'm trying to make is you ha shouldn't have had to move in together 4 months into their relationship.
Exactly.
No, definitely not.
But
And
also, here's the thing. I could give a damn what Stephanie does to Chad. This is all payback for the hell that Chad put Abigail through. So chalk on that.
the thing is, as happy as you are at Chad being miserable, Stephanie looks just as miserable.
Really? I don't be paying attention much to her. She's so shapely. I get distracted. I'm gonna start watching her scenes
I
twice.
used to be such a big Stephanie fan, but she is just,
Really?
yes, when
When Shelley
Shelley
Hennig
Henning,
played her?
yeah, I loved
Oh, I'm
Stephanie.
sorry.
But I just ugh.
The writing for this version of Stephanie has not been there. Abigail's a great actress. I like her. And
Quite frankly, they should have just made her Abigail.
that part, because they basically made her Abigail anyway.
Yeah. That was a miss
And
on their part, on their end.
because she kind of looked like Jack a little bit. Just putting it out there.
I mean, when Emily O'Brien is not wearing a peroxided wig, like Abigail Klein and Emily O'Brien do kind of look like they could be siblings.
They
So
do. Why would they want to look like siblings?
if she had been Abigail, it would have made sense because Abigail and Gwen are sisters, is basically what I'm saying.
Michael said, we're not going to talk about
I tried to delete that from my memory.
it. Well, unfortunately, we were reminded of Gwen's existence this week because we actually saw Chad call her.
And
I
she
was
was in
fine
the
with
park like the bomb she is.
in Alamania. And I was totally fine with her selling her shit half because I want her having zero to do with anything having to do with the spectator. And that needs to be the last time we ever see Gwen bounce check ever again.
I low-key enjoyed her scenes with or phone call with Chad. I don't know why.
Think it's because she just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to make her a heroine or like make us root for her. She just got to openly not give a fuck, and it was very entertaining. Because that was very entertaining towards the end of her run before she left, too. Like, once we knew she knew about Dimitri and Leo, like, she absolutely gave no fucks, and it was the most entertaining she's been probably since she premiered.
I agree. But yeah, there isn't much to say from my end on this
Fuck
story.
her.
Always. But how are we feeling on Everett as a character?
He's shady.
Is it, has it been his 30 days?
Not yet, but I just want to get everybody's kind of
It's
vibes.
leaning towards, it's not for me, dog. It's leaning towards that trend. Because I'm not feeling it.
I wonder how you're going to feel once they throw Jada into the mix. Because
I would like to see it.
we have not gotten that piece of the puzzle yet.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to see it.
Because there were a couple of things, like in the scenes with Stephanie, there were a couple of lines that he said that he played as a joke, but low key, it kind of felt like it wasn't a joke.
Remind me, or us.
The you get around line.
Oh, that was such a
He
weird
wasn't
thing to
joking. He
say.
was being shady.
Say though.
That was very passive aggressive.
Yeah, I have to say though, I like Alex's interactions with Everett way better than Chad's. And Alex throwing that little shade at Chad, like FYI, Chad does not deal well when she's friendly with her ex-boyfriends. Heads up, was
It is
hilarious.
so wild that I am enjoying, like, I just like when Alex showed up and said whatever he said, I was like, I don't know, I
I'm
enjoyed
starting to
him.
enjoy Alex.
Yeah, because you know what it
If
is?
they
They're
use
leaning.
him sparingly, like they have been the past few weeks, I can get behind him.
They're also leaning more into the comedy with him, but not to the point where it's like over the top. It's comedy that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it works. Because
I
that was
agree.
honestly, it was honestly hilarious. Because like I heard that line, I busted out laughing, and then I'm like, oh, Michael's gonna love that because that's instant Chad shade.
Anytime we get a good laugh at Chad D'Mara is a good time. Oh,
It's
I hate that man.
now, did you all see in the promo for this week that Chad is going to fire him at Thanksgiving dinner at the Horton House?
And you know Stephanie finna break up with him, right? This gonna be the nail in his coffin,
Why the fuck is
dumbass.
Edward there? That's
Yeah,
my
see, I asked
question.
that too. Yeah,
I was
why
like, what
was
the
he
fuck?
there? They just wanted to get him in front of Julie fucking face to do the wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We get it.
Instead of doing all that bullshit, write a fucking show that makes sense. Lord. Anyway.
Stephanie's probably going to feel bad because he's all alone and going to insist that they have Thanksgiving dinner together.
See, I need her to admit that she is doing this intentionally because she did this with
She did this when she was with Alex and Chad was the outlier. And she did it to an extent with Alex when she was with Chad and Alex was the outlier. And now she's doing it again with Everett. It's like at this point, it is a pattern. You are a waffle queen.
Wow.
I don't know what that means, but
Because she
She's
can't,
a waffler.
she waffles back and forth. She can't decide what she wants.
That is true. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I'm gonna be fair to Stephanie. When you that fine, you can do that.
Yeah, but it's.
But don't be in a committed relationship with somebody and then like entertaining other people knocking on the window.
Because she
It
didn't
me,
know
it's
what
not
the
even that.
plan
She can
was.
do, like, to me, it's her doing that and getting mad at Chad for being unable to move on.
Quite frankly, I'm more interested in her PR career.
Yeah, just like develop her individually. I don't need to.
Yeah, I want to see her become a PR maven.
And I wonder if this means that Chad is going to quit his job at the PR firm and to run the paper.
You know he finna buy, have a silent damn runner. The fucker he is. Wait a minute. We got one demerit in the courtroom and then one in the press. Dangerous work.
Yeah.
Also, take a shot every time they say the Fourth Estate.
Or ghosted.
Oh God, our livers would never recover.
You ghosted me. Yeah, I ghosted. Was
Is
he the one that ghosted you?
he
Fuck off. Get it.
Did he
Look.
ghost her, though? He was in a coma.
Do we actually know that that's the truth?
Tony thinks he has DID.
I heard that theory, and no, I think he was just in a coma.
I still, and even if he doesn't have DID, and I'm wrong there, which I will happily hold that L because this is not something that I want to see, I still don't 100% believe that that coma story is the truth.
I think Cartier agrees because I heard him in the background.
Well, she was yawning. She's over this story. So am I.
Sorry, did I say
All
him?
right.
I meant her, but yes.
Well, then let us take Cartier's signal as a signal to move into our next story, which is
Oh, now your tail wanna wag. She's ready. Let's go.
right, let's Constantine continues to set his sights on Maggie. After Sarah voices concerns to Maggie, he decides to have Teresa kidnap Victoria to play hero. This also may have caused the tension between Xander and Sarah to soften.
Y'all,
Okay.
this is fuck that
Spoiler
man.
alert.
Fuck
Okay.
that man.
Spoiler
Fuck that
alert.
man.
Hold on. Spoiler alert. It did melt the tension with Sarah and Xander. I watched part of Monday. Do not stone me, Tony. I'm talking to you. But I like this story. Let me tell you why.
Let
Because
me
it's
ask
realistic.
you, okay, let me ask you this. Do you like this story because it's realistic and it actually happens, or do you actually like Constantine and Maggie together as a couple and you want them together?
No.
Okay,
Absolutely not.
because when you said I like them, I like that she's getting finessed. When you said that to me in the group chat the other day, I thought you meant you liked him and you liked her and Constantine together, which is
No,
why
no,
I've
no, 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 no. Finesse means you're getting scammed, fished. You fell for the flim flam.
I
And that's
and I
realistic.
and I will say spoiler-ish for Monday as well, since we are recording this on a Monday night. She does
St.
rebuff
Maverick's
that
Day Eve.
he she does reject the kiss, which thank you, because it is entirely too soon for her to be moving on with
I mean, his
anybody.
body not even cold.
Exactly. But
It's
just
realistic to me because the elderly are still falling for email phishing scams.
no, I know. My grandfather falls for a new scheme every other week. You're used.
Same, but not the emails. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is there's tens of thousands of elders out there who have been scammed or has been scammed or will be scammed after their partner dies because they're lonely, they want to talk to somebody. That person always wants money and they're going to keep shelling out money. It is realistic.
And I just, it's realistic, but this whole thing with Constantine and Teresa, just them working together kind of doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And this whole instant kidnapping was very odd.
And terrible.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was, I mean, it was terrible. I mean, the Xera stuff aside, like Xander and Sarah did good with reacting to their child be missing, all that stuff. But I'm
She
sorry.
was only gone for an hour.
That part, but also, who actually believes that Constantine would be able to wrestle a kidnapper to the ground and get that child?
No. It fell flat for me when Teresa was taking the damn baby because the living room was so small. I know they was trying to make it seem like Aunt Maggie was across this sprawling living room and couldn't catch up. I'm looking at the TV. I'm like, Aunt Maggie, if you don't throw your damn shoe, and like she was just that close. So how she didn't catch up to her?
He's because she stopped, and that was so
Or
fucking
yet, she was still
stupid.
in arm's reach.
No, but what I'm
Even
saying
when
is,
she stopped, even when she was stopped.
she could have be like, "Sorry, Constantine, are you good? Okay, bye."
No, she could have came back and checked on him. But yeah, I get what you're
Exactly.
saying. Because when she stopped, I'm like, what the hell is she doing? She's right there. If you don't cluck her in the fucking head to get your grandchild. Like.
Like, stupid. Okay, can we just talk about what was Maggie thinking, leaving that child with Constantine? You know that Sarah does not like him. Sarah asked you to babysit, not
Now,
that man.
to be fair, Sarah told Maggie, just lay the baby down and turn on the monitor, she'll be straight. So that's what Maggie did.
But that doesn't mean.
Now, why the hell she was all the way in the mausoleum? Different story.
At the very least, she should have taken a baby monitor with her so that she could hear
Ain't
the baby.
no. Ain't no baby mama to going all the way to the mausoleum. Her ass shouldn't have been out there. It's a situation where two things are true at once. Yeah, Sarah told her to leave the baby on with the monitor, but Sarah didn't tell her to go all the way to the damn mausoleum while the baby was asleep.
Okay, can we also talk about the fact that Teresa basically took her to Salem Central Park?
Why was
I just want.
I knew why she was there, but the whole time I was asking, why the hell is Teresa here? And honestly, truly, while we're here, I'm having a hard time with this switch, y'all.
See, I'm not. I don't
Well, and
mind
it's
her.
nothing, it's not like she's acting bad or it's like she's not connecting. It's just not connecting to me personally. And I guess because Teresa was a big part of my era of days, I just keep seeing Gwen with a wig on.
That's kind of what I do too. Like, her acting is fine. It's just, it's hard to separate the character because it was so close. Like,
Yeah, that and we hated Gwen so much.
for instance, like with Blake Barris playing Everett, there's been a good like 10 years, even if he's had like a few appearances here and there throughout the
And I'm
years.
still saying Nick Fallon in the group chat.
Exactly. That's you, but still, y'all are
We
getting what
speak
I'm
fluent
saying.
Maverick enough to know what you mean.
I mean, you called that dude on GH Don McBain, so. And it's been like a good, I don't know, 12 years.
Because that's John McBain.
You still call Roger Howarth's characters on GH Todd
Todd
Manning,
Manning.
even though he hasn't been Todd Manning in a decade.
So that's a thing for you. Either way, like that was like a long
Well,
time.
no, not always. Because I think I rolled with Katie MacLaine being Jennifer Rose.
Well, that's because you love Katie MacLaine.
Fair.
Anyway, it's just we haven't gotten we got like what was it, half a minute break to.
Yeah, I will give them this. At least when they did the Alex Ben switch last year, they gave us a month
Yeah, I
in
mean,
between Ben's exit and Alex coming in. This was literally the same episode.
I kind of don't see him as Ben anymore, but I also see him as Ben. It's so weird,
It
but
depends on what he's doing.
hey,
Like,
hey,
I.
hey, 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 stop.
What?
We don't mention his name no more.
Ben.
If you say it again, he's just gonna pop up on the screen
Yeah,
tomorrow. So
no,
don't do
thank
that
you.
no more. Stop.
But
Yeah.
it does depend on what he's doing. I see it more in the emotional stuff than I do the stuff they have Alex doing currently, because they never really went super funny with Ben for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I with what Michael is saying, it's kind of hard because I do see Gwen with the wig, but I'm like, wait, that's Teresa. That's how I feel with her. But she's great. Like, Emily Ryan is wonderful in this role. So, but the whole story itself.
I think this story is where I'm having the issue because I
Yeah.
just don't understand why she's doing this. Now, robbing Xander makes complete sense. She has eternal beef with Xander, that's fine.
Yeah.
What does that even do to her? I can't remember.
I mean, he threatened to kill her the day she was going to marry Brady, but that was low-key deserved because she did lie on him.
Yeah, I didn't see nothing wrong with that.
Did he?
Wasn't he
Trying
involved with the Alpha Deo stuff?
Yeah, that too. Like, there's
I thought he
definitely.
left Chloe there to die, but I don't understand why Teresa was involved in that.
Yeah, it's very confusing, but there's established bad blood there, so I have no issue with her trying to screw over Xander. My thing is, Alex did nothing to you, and Alex was already rich, so you could have tried to get with him for his money without having to do all of this.
Yeah.
It like you barely know Alex to hurt him like this. So that's kind of like what's throwing me off. But I hope this Constantine stuff doesn't last too much longer because I don't know how much of it I can take.
Yeah, it's a mess.
But are we ready to move into the
Did we talk about that portion of Victor?
I think Ari and I mentioned it the first week that it premiered, or you and I did, but
I
I
don't think
still.
I talked about it. I don't too much care for
The portrait's not the problem for me.
it. It's
It's
the
the.
background.
Well,
It's
it's
the
not
wallpaper for me.
even. It's the wallpaper for me. If you're going to do Victor on a blue background, then you need to have a mini version of the blue mansion that we had in like 2017 to
Also,
2020.
well, no, I
It's
just don't like the
questionable.
background of it. Because why is Victor out in the open pasture like he on South Fork?
Also, it's questionable having a picture of like the sky behind him when he literally died in the crash.
Yeah,
Oh.
yeah.
Oh my God, no.
Like he died in the sky. I don't know. Falling down from the sky.
Please,
And
please stop. Move on.
this dude just with this, oh Lord. If it's intentional, I'll give Constantine that, but look.
I was gonna say, given who it's coming from, I 100% believe that that was intentional.
I mean, I would have liked it if it was.
Jesus
May find.
Christ.
We all have skipped over something, but as for me, whatever.
No, what did we skip over? Tell us.
The Xander and Sarah stuff.
Oh, well, we kind of mentioned it, but for me, the Xander Sarah stuff in general has kind of been the strongest, one of the strongest stories on Days for me right now, because this is this kind of stuff they always should have been doing. Conflict that makes sense. And Paul and Lindsay are just so good together.
To me, it makes no damn sense, aside from Sarah putting fire underneath Xander's ass, because she is dragging him for things he deserved to be dragged for. But as a pairing, I've said it so many times, but they exhaust me. And maybe it's because it's the stop and go get angst. Maybe that is the issue.
Get behind me, Zara.
But
Not today.
there's been couples
Not this.
who have that stop and go angst that I've enjoyed. So I just think it's the writing for both of them, especially Sarah, that bugs the fuck out of me. She's just, to me.
Get behind. No, you.
Now, see, for me, the writing for this has done the opposite for me, because like I was off the Zara ship for the longest time. Like when she left in that trunk and her brain was turned to mush, I was ready for her to go, because I was over it at that point. And
Well, I
then
think we were
with
just mad that she put herself in that predicament.
No, but even before then, I was just kind of over it. And then when she came back, I was excited for Xander and Sarah to get back together. And even like the story in which they got back together when they were doing the caper to clear her of Abby's murder was so cute, and it got me back on board with them. And then they got them back together and shit the bed.
But here we are now. I'm enjoying the hell out of Zara.
Yeah,
Again,
same.
Sarah's getting my woman of the year this year. And I'm standing 10 toes on that because they're giving.
To me, they're one of the worst written couples on the show. There is no appealing factor to them, and
No. Mm-mm.
yes,
We just
no.
sit here and massacre Chad and Stephanie.
Yes, we did. But like
They are not as bad
you
as
can't
Chad and
say that.
Stephanie.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that Xander and Sarah are worse than Chad and Stephanie.
They're in a different category of worst. Xander and Sarah are at least somewhat,
Established worse is what you're saying.
yeah,
Okay, I
that
can give
part.
you that.
And yet
I still
I've
think
been
that's a bunch of shit, but I can
that's
give you
fair, that's
that.
fair. I've been struggling for years. I'm not gonna like them together. I think they're not compatible. I've said it so many times. Either you're gonna, because I think the issue is having Sarah be a good girl without, maybe not, the issue is not the good girl part.
She needs
She's
to be messy and then not excuse her messiness.
exactly. She needs to be more messy to meet Xander halfway and for this pairing to be more appealing. Because all I see, yes, she's entitled to like drag him for filth, but all I see is her, like for the last few years, all I've seen her do is cry, yell, be mad, or like, yeah, it's always some type of bullshit. And it's not enjoyable. Like, I don't enjoy that. Like, I need to see some growth because I feel like she's done this for years. And yes, it's a soap, but they've constantly taken convoluted routes to get Sarah to either the point of angst or the point of reunion, like them reuniting. And like this week, it was so bad. Like, I was like, oh, they said something like, was it today or was it Friday? Maybe. I think it might be today because Xander said, spoiler alert, Xander said, maybe I should drop the custody case. Y'all, this is like, it's so bad. The writing for them overall just not click. It just, she bothers me. She does. Xander, it depends on the day. He sometimes amuses me. And Paul Telfer is just like amazing. So
I love
I
him.
yeah. But I cannot. I just, this couple does nothing for me. And this week was terrible as far as they go. Like, I
Love our opposing viewpoints. I'm just gonna say that. Like it makes doing this podcast so much fun because like Michael and I watched a completely different show than you did, but I also completely understand where you're coming from. So that just makes doing
you
this
can see my
podcast
point,
fun.
but you don't agree to it, and that's normal. But like, yeah, that's this week was just like it was that was, whole flip and switch with them. Was it this Friday that they had that, or am I just like
It
basing
was
it on
Friday
months?
and Monday. It was
Okay,
both.
like I there's no build up. Granted, this is like an issue on the entire show, so. It's not just the Xander and Sarah thing. Y'all don't come for me if you do. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, I guess.
I don't think anybody will come for you
Yeah.
because I think though that Xander and Sarah fans just as
They're
a
over it.
fan base. Well, I think a lot of them are enjoying this particular story because it's better than anything we've gotten recently.
Yeah. I mean, actually, it's better than they. Anything they've gotten for like 2 years now.
Exactly.
At
Like,
least for
I
them.
would.
For me, I'm like, this is terrible, but some shippers might enjoy it. So I get that.
Because if you look at what they've had since Lindsay's been back. This is the
Yeah.
like I would rather this than Xander
Rex
teaming up with than
Sarah.
Xander teaming up with Gwen and Rex playing Captain Save-A-Ho for no reason.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a fair point, but this is still trash to me. But that makes sense in that kind of like viewpoint, so I get it. But shall we move on to another topic that or something that happened that we will all disagree on? Or maybe not with you, Michael will agree, but I will disagree with something. But let's go ahead.
I think we might agree on some things, but disagree on others. But yeah, now on to the big kahuna of a story. As Dimitri and Leo make their escape, they cause an accident with Nicole. She goes into labor and they deliver her baby boy. Dimitri takes the baby to the hospital, but gets spooked by the cops and takes the baby to Sloane.
My child. They stole my child. Ugh.
Okay, so the crash was decent. Like the way they did it wasn't bad, considering they have the budget of shoestring and bubblegum. I liked the I actually I think I did like did you like the labor scenes, Michael? What did you think?
Well, technically, we didn't even see anything.
Yes, we did.
We just saw pushing. We didn't see like the
Michael,
actual like.
did you want to see the baby come? What the whoa, what do you mean see?
But no, like we didn't hear any whining, like
That
the
is
baby
true.
crying.
True.
We didn't see the it's a boy moment. None of that. We just. The baby magically appeared in Nicole's arms.
Wrapped in a plaid shirt. That part made me laugh, but did you find it ridiculously stupid that they were like, here, give Dimitri the child to take to the hospital?
Barry, let's give the baby to a criminal.
Now, granted, both of them are criminals, but Leo is the lesser criminal? Like, Leo hasn't killed anyone, to my knowledge. Dimitri was almost about to blow up the world. I would not want him taking care
Using
of
a
a
jeweled
chi.
peacock.
I would not want him taking care of a chia pet, let alone my child.
Yeah, that never made sense to me.
Okay, and while we're here, we'll discuss the Sloane part of it and everything else that happened once he got there in a second. But while we're here, why the fuck did he go to Sloane? He should have safe havened that child. You are at a fucking hospital. You could have literally just dropped him off outside. There was zero reason to go to Sloane other than plot point.
No reason at all. I will say,
I was confused when he opened the door because I'm like, I don't even think they know each other.
they don't. And I told you it was going to be some bullshit about Leo saying she was a good lawyer. And what do you know? That's exactly what he said the next day. I was so mad. I was so mad because it made no sense. This is going to be one of those things where the performances in the story are going to be good, but the logic flaws in the story are going to take me out every single time. Because there is zero reason he should have gone slow. Aria, I feel like I cut you off. What were you going to say?
I was gonna say that I enjoyed Leo delivering the baby. I thought that it showed his humanity. He was soft. I know a lot of people hated their part in it, but like I tried to close out like Dimitri in it, but I really enjoyed seeing Leo deliver the baby, and his wittiness is always amusing to me. I wish they humanized him more and added more layers, and we saw a glimpse of that. So that's basically what I enjoyed with this those scenes. I don't have much to add aside from that. But yeah, those moments were good.
And Eric, I like that Eric was the one who found her.
You found me. It's you. What a
When
moment.
she said it's you, did you think she meant more than just you found me? Because like the way she said it, I was like, that feels deeper. But also, while we're here, I love that Holly ran to the pub and ran to Eric when she found out about Nicole. Like, she was so like freaked out that she couldn't stay home. And so her instinct was to run to someplace she was comfortable, and she ran to the pub. And I think that's what the actress meant when she said that Eric and Holly's like relationship is still very much a present thing in her life. You can kind of see that just in the way they interacted, and I really like that.
That was sweet. Are we there? No, we're not there yet. I actually was going to mention something else, but we're not there.
Do you want me to get us there, or do we have anything else to add on, like the labor and the accident of it all before we get to the rest of it?
Depends on you, Michael. I
I'm good,
mean,
Michael.
I'm good on the I'm more interested on the aftermath now.
Okay, so let us transition to the aftermath then. Melinda and Sloan are preparing for a shady adoption when the lawyer backs out. When Dimitri shows up with Nicole's baby, Melinda convinces Sloan to steal him. She agrees, and they enlist a doctor to inform Nicole and EJ that their baby died. First thing I'm going to say is Arjan Zucker and Dan Fuergel did the damn thing. I was in shambles on Wednesday.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
watched that at work. Bad idea.
I told you not to. I did warn you. I did say don't do it.
My tear ducts malfunction.
Because they worked. Or because they'd worked too much.
Yeah. I don't cry. I'm not a crier. So they definitely malfunctioned.
And I think one of the standout moments for me before, like, it was as the doctor was telling Nicole and EJ that their baby was gone, the camera was focusing on EJ at the moment, and you literally just saw all the life force leave EJ's face. He literally just stood there like a zombie, and there was something in that moment that completely broke my heart. And then by the time he got on the bed, and he and Nicole were just sobbing and crying, I was just gone.
Is when she said, "We've already lost two babies." I said, "Oh God, we didn't have to mention that."
Was just, and another really
It
sweet
was just some
moment.
sad ass shit. It was sad.
It was so sad. And like, I need, when Nicole finds out the truth, I need Nicole to go scorched earth on Sloan.
You know what? Someone said it on Twitter. That this whole switch thing would work, would make sense way more for Melinda if Sammy was involved.
Like, if Sammy was the one pulling the strings to get Melinda to do this,
Yes.
that would actually 100% make way more sense. You're right. Was it Lacey on the timeline who said that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I saw that and I 100% agree with it because it honestly makes zero sense that Melinda would do this. The lead up to Sloan needing a child this desperately was not there. They are doing this strictly to throw Melinda under the bus, back up over her, and then throw her under again.
It's
Because they want to make sure at the end of this story that Melinda takes the brunt of the damage and Sloan can be salvaged. And it is fucking gross.
And it's legit pissing me off.
Because they didn't have to do it this way. Going back to what I said earlier, and I said this on the timeline 5 or 6 times, I'm going to say it again here. If Dimitri had safe havened that child and Melinda found that baby, not knowing who he belonged to, gives the baby to Sloan and Eric. Sloan later finds out who the child belongs to and keeps it a secret. It keeps Melinda's hands relatively clean.
Like This is what I am so fucking mad, but I'm not surprised with the show currently. But like, this is back to back doing some fucked up shit with women of color. Like a few weeks ago, Gabby was sent to prison for a murder she did not commit. And now you're having Melinda thrown under the bus to
And
make
that
sure the
murder
white
was,
lady is safe.
and that murder was of an Asian man. So on top of murdering your Asian man for a plot point, you are then having 50% of your Asian female representation thrown under the bus to give a white man a baby and keep the white woman's hands clean.
It's so fucking problematic. It 'cause
It is so problematic, and you literally have to ignore that that's there in order to be able to like look at the story and fully kind of enjoy it for what it is. And to
I
those
cannot
of and to
ignore it because it doesn't work for me that way. And first off, this story is trash, but like this did not need to be done at all.
and to those of you who can enjoy the story and are having fun with it, great. And to a certain extent, I am too, but I can still see the good parts of this story while also calling out the exceedingly problematic parts of this story.
Yeah. Michael,
Because
what are you thinking? Sorry, Tony, if you
no,
want to.
I was literally about to ask him the same thing, so you're good.
I kind of spoke on it last time I was here. It was nasty work.
Yeah.
Very nasty work. I didn't like that at all. Yeah, I mean, I see why people are jumping ship.
Same. I've seen it for a while, but like this is like back to back, and then you do one thing with your Asian character, one Asian character, and then another, and it's not benefiting either of them.
Now, I assume the thing you wanted to mention, Ari, it had something to do with Holly.
Yeah, I did. Oh. Yeah, was it here? I see it on the outline here. I did like those scenes when she ran into the hospital room to like hug her mom. I liked those scenes.
Me too, because you know what? We haven't really actually seen a good relationship with Holly and Nicole yet, because it because no, because Holly up to this point has been giving very much the problematic teenager. I'm hiding things from my mom, so I'm kind of like not. I've got my guard up, so you don't actually fully get to see their full relationship and what it is. Then this happened, and it was like, oh, like the minute like she found out that the baby was gone, and she instantly ran over and hugged her mom. My heart broke because that would be what I would do.
Was a good scene.
Michael, what are your thoughts?
On.
Holly and Nicole?
Quite frankly, the cousins of it all just has me tuning Holly out. Can't even hold you.
Even when this has nothing to do with that?
Yeah.
Why?
There's an elephant in the room for me.
But it has nothing to do with what's happening here, nor should
She
it.
literally just left from almost kissing her cousin when she came in.
Yeah, but that didn't need to be brought up in that moment.
Yeah, but it was the elephant in the room for me. So I kind of just tune out Holly at this point.
Yeah, well, do you have anything else you want to say on this particular part of the story?
You call her baby back.
Quickly, because I cannot handle this. Though I am starting to see, like, it's going to get bad for Nicole because she's going to be grieving her son. And then we know that Holly is going to wind up hospitalized here soon. So Nicole will already be grieving one child and at risk for losing the one child she has left. Like, oh, that's going to be too much pain for Nicole. I can't do it. Anybody else have anything else they want to add?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, so
Yeah.
I guess we can move it to, into another news. Brady agrees to bring Basic Black to Titan. Alex meets Everett, which we kind of already discussed in the Everett Stephanie stuff earlier. Rafe continues to be an ass, and Stefan threatens Paulina. Does anybody care about any of this?
Nope.
No, I'm deferring. Same.
Okay, well, I'm going to say Rafe continues to be an ass only because I want to drag the fuck out of him for it. Because I'm sorry, I don't give a fuck that Nicole cheated on you. If somebody says my pregnant wife is missing, I think she was in a car accident, you move your ass. Did anybody else want to punch Rafe in the face?
And then the an hour later he finds out, oh my God, is she okay? Oh, now you care.
When EJ said that, I was like, thank you. Because I was just like, why? It was giving, I don't give a fuck because she cheated on me, and it was not a good look. Because all he cared about it was Jada's bump on the head. When you have a missing pregnant woman, like, please fuck off. Please fuck off. And on that note, Michael, do you have a read for us this week?
I'm reading anybody who doesn't go to the comments and comment on this episode. I'm reading anyone who listens to this pod and doesn't retweet us for all the good people out there for us to listen. So if you don't want me to get on here reading you again, hit that retweet, share, tell a friend about us.
All
And that's my
right.
read of the week.
Okay, so we've kind of turned into promotion of the week. I like it. All right. Well, in that case, we can move into praise or shade. Ariet, are you praising or shading?
I'm praising. I really enjoyed Leo this week when he, or yeah, it was last week, sorry. When he helped deliver baby Leo, as he said, I think. He was so soft, but also his normal witty self, and it just so enjoyable to watch. I'm one of the few who likes, still likes Leo. I think people are like kind of over it, but I'm not. I just want them to.
Yeah, I like Leo too, just not when he's super over the top. When he was like the way he was with delivery, it worked.
Yeah, I enjoyed those scenes. He was great. And there was one scene at the police station. Like, he always gets me laughing, and Greg is such an amazing actor. His comedic timing, not a lot of actors can get that. Not a lot of actors have good comedic timing, but Greg does, and it's so fucking hilarious. And there was one scene at the police station, actually in the interrogation room, when after EJ had shown up. And I don't remember exactly what was said, but he was like, it was a boy, or like, you had a baby, she had a baby, Mazel Tov, by the way, or something. Just the line delivery was like, had me on the floor. He's so hilarious. I wish they would give Greg more to do than just the comedic stuff, because he's an amazing actor. He deserved more. But yeah, Greg and Leo gets to praise this week. Good job.
Michael, what about you? Are you praising or shading?
I am praising Ari Zucker and Dan Farrigal are going to get some hell of a noms next year.
Yeah, that leading actress category is looking particularly
Stat.
dangerous.
Stat. Stat. It is going to be a fight for our lives next year, folks. And they're going to be in that fight. I'm so ready.
And I am going to co-sign your praise, Michael, because Arjan Zucker and Dan Fargel just did some amazing work this week. I said this on Twitter, I'll say it again here. We've seen Arjan Zucker have to play this grief now 3 different times, and each time she's done it has been different. But this time, there was an extra element of broken in it that just pierced you to your soul. Like, even if you don't like Days right now, for very valid reasons, there is no way you could come away from that episode and her performance and not feel something, because it was so good. And she is going to keep me tuned into this story. She is going to be what keeps me invested in this story when everything else around it is going to pull me out. She will pull me back in every single time. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Retweet the damn pod.
All
We know you're
right.
listening. We see the listeners. Retweet it. We want to get those up.
All right. All right. How about you? Any final thoughts for you?
No, I have nothing.
All right. Well, my final thought is happy St. Maverick's Day, one and all. We will see y'all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
All right. Happy St. Maverick's Day, and to all of good night.